After two world wars, Europeans saw economic unification as an antidote to deadly nationalism. Technology complemented politics. Ever before the internet, declining costs for communication and transportation from jet planes, better undersea telephone cables, and satellites favored more global commerce. By the early 1990s, world exports, after adjusting for inflation, were nearly 10 times higher than they had been four decades earlier. Globalization continues this process, but also departs from it in at least one critical respect. Until recently, countries were viewed as distinct economic entities, connected mainly by trade. Now, this is becoming less true. Companies and financial markets increasingly disregard national borders when making production, marketing, and investment decisions. As recently as 1990, governments, either individually or through such multilateral institutions as the World Bank, provided half the loans and credits to 29 major developing countries, including Brazil, China, India, South Korea, and Mexico, according to the Institute for International Finance, a banking industry research group in Washington. A decade later, even after Asia's 1997 to 1998 financial crisis, private capital flows dwarf governmental flows,